At their meeting last night, Sackville Town Council passed first reading of a bylaw to update its policies and procedures around purchasing and procurement. Bylaw number 278, a bylaw to regulate purchasing, leasing, tendering, and disposal of surplus property, equipment, and materials, hasn't been updated since 1997. The changes proposed would bring Sackville's bylaws in line with changes in the Provincial Procurement Act, which now allows a threshold of $100,000 before requiring a public tendering process. The changes also adjust the upper limits of spending that staff is authorized to make without a motion of council. Those limits would go from $6,000 to $10,000 for non-public works expenses and would remain at $25,000 for expenses related to public works. Overall spending would still, of course, need to fall within the council-approved budget. The bylaw sounds innocuous enough, but one procedural change ruffled some feathers on council and led Councillor Bruce Finney to vote against the motion to approve first reading. Before the pandemic hit, it was the practice for individual councillors to sign all paid invoices coming out of the town department where they served as liaison councillor. The invoices were already paid, but the signature served as a sort of oversight after the fact. When the pandemic struck and councillors were no longer frequenting town hall, the system changed so that a list of paid invoices for all departments was emailed to all councillors. This new system is the one proposed in Bylaw 278, and it's one that Councillor Bruce Finney takes issue with. Finney first spoke out against the new purchasing system at last week's discussion meeting of council.
It's almost like they're taking things right out of the hands of councillors, and management seems to be taking over completely. And I don't think that's a good way of running an organization.
That comment from Councillor Bruce Finney at last week's special council meeting rubbed Councillor Bill Evans the wrong way. Evans supports the changes and had actually taken issue with the invoice signing system back in 2019 when he became liaison councillor with Public Works. Evans says that he saw no useful purpose for signing invoices that had already been paid, and he also felt it was inappropriate for individual councillors to take on the role of approving expenditures, even if after the fact.
We have a budget process whereby a budget is approved by council, and staff are tasked with acting on the direction of council, following practices approved by council and which meet the approval of our auditors. Staff members with signing authority approve expenditures. Invoices get paid, budget lines get charged, and progress is reported back to council. In my opinion, a councillor cannot and should not be part of this operational process.
At last night's meeting, Evans challenged Finney to explain his position that the new policy somehow took control away from councillors and gave it to staff. Here's Bruce Finney.
I like the idea of looking at the POs. It gives me a chance to see who we're doing business with, how much we're paying to them. And sometimes I have found mistakes over the years. I've taken them and reported them to our treasurer, Mr. Beale. He's thanked me for bringing them to the forefront. I just find that actually by taking the POs out of our hands, we don't see who we're doing business with or how much money is going to these companies and what we're paying for them.
Finney referred to a recent case of embezzlement in Sackville and indicated that the signed invoice system was a form of checks and balances that could help prevent something similar happening with the town. Councillor Alison Butcher chimed in to clarify what was being proposed and point out that the new system would involve sharing more information with councillors, not less.
Back when I was a liaison counselor for the recreation department, I was the one who signed that, you know, we'd paid for, say, the fireworks for our fall fair. But as Councillor Evans had said, it had already been paid and it had already gone through the checks and balances that our management team does. I was simply signing it. But if I was the one who signed it, I was the only one who knew that that had happened. So with these new protocols that are in place, at the end of each month, an email will be sent out to all of council, every one of us, not just the liaison councillors, that will let us know what has been spent, what those things are that happened for the month before. So it seems to me that this new way that we're proposing of doing it would actually mean that council as a whole is aware of what is happening, whereas in the past, the onus was on the particular liaison councillor for each of those ones to do the checks and balances, as Councillor Finney says.
That was Sackville Councillor Allison Butcher speaking at last night's council meeting. Councillor Sean Michaud spoke up in favor of the new system, which would allow all of council to review invoices over $1,000, but he also stressed that it is still the responsibility of the liaison councillors to have particular understanding of the spending going on in their department.
Whether it's happening or not, I think that there's a responsibility on any individual councillor to be aware of that information. And specifically or especially if you're the liaison councillor or councillors who are assigned to that particular portfolio.
In the end, council approved the first reading of Bylaw 278, with Councillor Finney the only vote in opposition. The bylaw will be back for second and third reading next month. Sackville Town Council